Charlotte Barr was having a financial crisis. Her water got cut off. Her neighbors were concerned. And she was concerned about her two dogs and two cats. She says they're the biggest expense she has.
I will feed my animals before I'll eat myself. And if there's a can of tuna, it goes to them before it goes to me.
Then one of her neighbors told her about a place on Dayton Boulevard in Red Bank, a place to get help. It's located in a storefront next to an antique shop. A display with doggy bowls sits in the window, and inside there are shelves with brightly colored pet blankets. At first glance, the place looks kind of like a pet store.
I had no idea it was here. I thought this was just a little dog store, you know, where they sold dog treats and dog toys and things like that.
The place is called Four Paws Pet Pantry. It's a small space that's also crowded with cases of canned cat food and bags of dog food. The place is actually a food bank, not for humans. That's what's special about it. A food bank for pets. Their grand opening happened in 2013, and they're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Sandy Smith is one of the founders, and she's on the board of directors.
Through the end of October, we have given out 5,805 pounds of dry food, 1,205 cans of wet, plus 4 pounds of wet food.
Sometimes when people go through financial hardships, they just can't afford to feed their animals anymore. So they're forced to take their animals to shelters and say goodbye to their best friends. This pet food bank can prevent that.
We have helped 278 dogs, 241 cats, I believe it is, or 246, 19 puppies, and 7 kittens stay in their homes through the end of October.
Smith shows me around the place, shows me the merchandise that's up front.
Betty makes blankets to sell. We have these for dogs and for cats.
Smith is talking about Betty Crawford, a retired school teacher who's the other founder of the pet pantry and the president of the board. Smith says Crawford also bakes dog treats and creates chew toys out of antlers, which are sitting in baskets near the entrance.
These are deer antlers or elk antlers, and the dogs love to chew on them. They have the bone marrow.
Sales of these items are one way this nonprofit is funded. That's why it looks like a store, because of all the merchandise. They have pet-themed greeting cards for sale as well. They're also funded through donations. When I speak with board president Betty Crawford, she tells me a local business gives them food.
Sam's, you know, they have food that they can't sell, they call us. And people that have made donations, I mean, that has been the lifeblood of this organization. I mean, we have been able to survive and not really buy any food. We've done this on donations. So I think we've done pretty well for 3 years.
Next year, they plan to move to the Humane Educational Society building, where they'll have their own space and won't have to pay rent. Right now, Crawford herself is taking care of it.
I've been paying the bills out of my retirement, and I just can't keep doing that. I mean, I'd like to, but, you know, I'm not independently wealthy.
Smith says they give each client a month of food per animal for up to 6 months, although she says people rarely need help for that long. Potential clients and their pets must meet certain requirements.
They have to bring proof here that they live in Hamilton County. They have to prove that their animals are spayed and neutered, because we cannot help them. That's the one rule we won't budge on.
She says they try to promote philanthropy as well. When someone comes to them and gets help, they ask the person to give back.
On our application, we ask, there's a question at the end, how can you give back? And we don't specify, we just ask, can you volunteer your time? Some people have brought us $1 or $2 when they get back on their feet. We don't specify, or they'll bring us a bag of food.
That brings us back to Charlotte Barr, the woman we met at the start of this story, who has two cats and two dogs. One of her dogs is a Scottish Terrier, and the other is a Scotty Basset mix. Now she's using her love of Scotties to give back to Four Paws Pet Pantry.
I've had Scotties for about 20 years, and I grew up with a Scotty and sort of imprinted on them. But people would give me Scotty things, Scotty memorabilia. And so I started bringing some of it to them so that they could sell it and then use the money for what they need.
What does it mean for you having this pet food pantry here?
Oh, it's just a blessing. People will always want to take care of their animals. And if they have to give them up, it's a loss of a family member. And I think they learned that in Katrina, that people would not leave their homes because they would not allow their animals to leave. And people drown because of not leaving their animals. Mm-hmm. And they're their children. So it's very important. And I commend these ladies for what they do.
More information about Four Paws Pet Pantry is online at fourpawspantrytn.org. They're located at 3906 Dayton Boulevard near Wally's Friends, the Spay and Neuter Clinic. You can also call them at 423-475-6342. That's 423-475-6342. They're a 501c3 nonprofit. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.